What's really interesting about Genghis Khan that a lot of people don't realize is that during the Soviet era of Mongolia, that people didn't talk about Genghis Khan. He was recently discovered when in 1992, Mongolia was no longer part of the Soviet Empire. So, you know, the Soviets worked hard to scrub the history of Genghis Khan from the Mongolians. You know, his image and his name was suppressed during the time when the Soviets ruled Mongolia. But then after the Soviet rule, he became popular and became larger than life. So all of this, too, has added to his sort of allure and the fact that everyone talks about how tall he was, how big he is. In fact, you can go to outside Ulaanbaatar. There's an Esquian statue of Genghis Khan that you can go visit. Hi, this is Anita from the Dusty Roads Podcast. Today I want to go to the country of Mongolia. And if you've never been to Mongolia, Mongolia is a fascinating place to visit and I highly recommend it. In fact, it's a place that most people don't think about visiting because it's probably not one of the top tourist destinations in the world, but yet it is a marvelous place to visit if you want to see a lot of countryside and yurks or gears, as they call them, there. And, you know, just lots of goats and camels and horses and all other types of animals. It really is a fascinating place. If you go to Mongolia, the one person you will hear about is Genghis Khan. And, you know, you might ask, well, how tall was Genghis Khan? I mean, we've all heard about Genghis Khan. We've heard about this, you know, this man who basically conquered a large part of the world. And exactly how tall was he? Even today, the average Mongolian man is only 5'8" tall. If you compare this to a Swede, which would average about 5'11" or 6 feet tall. So you can see that compared to, you know, other European countries, especially Northern European countries, you know, even today, Mongolian men are not very tall. If he had been 6 foot or even 6'4", he would have been considered very tall for his day. But, you know, there's a legend about how tall he was. But there's really no definitive record to say exactly how tall he was, or whether the truth is that he may not have been very tall, but because he was such a great and a fierce warrior and conquered so much territory, his legend, size, and stature may have just gotten exaggerated. And maybe they even used the whole exaggeration for them to be able to conquer their enemies. You have to remember, during this time, Genghis Khan was out conquering a large part of the world. On a side note, what's kind of interesting in this is recently my father got back his 23andMe DNA. And if you haven't done the 23andMe DNA, it's basically they will, you know, tell you, what is your, you know, your health for your DNA and exactly, you know, what is your nationalities. And looking on his paper, there was something that said 0.1%. Asian. I thought, Asian? Well, that's kind of strange. But then I thought, you know, maybe, you know, all this Genghis Khan conquering, one of his relatives somewhere back married one of the Genghis Khan warriors or something like that. We don't really know. It had to be pretty far back because it's a very, very small percent. And nobody looks Asian at all in our family. And so it maybe really, you know, could have happened from the Genghis Khan time because he did conquer way over into Europe. The accounts of Genghis Khan, they talk about, they say that he's tall and strong. Most reports, you know, they say that he's tall, he's strong, he could have been very stocky. He had a mane of hair and beard. It's described as having a flowing mane of hair and a long bushy beard. So that probably, you know, added to it all. They could have added to his height too, you know, the hair sort of flowing up. He had red hair and hazel eyes. It was a Persian chronicler who said that Genghis Khan had red hair and green eyes. And if he had red hair and hazel eyes and had those green eyes, it would have added to his allure and appearance because red hair and hazel eyes are not typical in Mongolia. So that by itself would have obviously made him quite special during his time. We are really not sure because there's really not many accounts of him. There's not photos of him. We don't really have a lot of accounts about him. But There are some people who say that's more like he had yellow eyes. Some Mongolians are known to have green, almost yellow eyes. And his hair could have been black with red tints due to the sun. So we don't really know whether or not he really had red hair and the green eyes, or whether just somebody saw it as red hair and green eyes, because this was so far back. And also, too, furthermore, the account that was written was after Genghis Khan had died. So he didn't personally see him himself. He just heard this from other people and wrote it down. So who knows exactly what other people had said about him? What's really interesting about Genghis Khan that a lot of people don't realize is that during the Soviet era of Mongolia, that people didn't talk about Genghis Khan. He was recently discovered when in 1992... Mongolia was no longer part of the Soviet Empire. So, you know, the Soviets worked hard to scrub the history of Genghis Khan from the Mongolians. You know, his image and his name was suppressed during the time when the Soviets ruled Mongolia. But then after the Soviet rule, he became popular and became larger than life. So all of this, too, has added to his sort of allure and the fact that everyone talks about how tall he was, how big he is. In fact, you can go to outside Ulaanbaatar. There's an Esquian statue of Genghis Khan that you can go visit. And this statue is huge. In fact, you know, it's basically like this, oversized, very oversized statue of Genghis Khan on this hill where you can view out over the valley. It's a place worth visiting. You take an elevator up to it. It's kind of a bit almost like our Statue of Liberty, where we have the Statue of Liberty at the top of a building. It's not as tall as the Statue of Liberty, of course, but it's sort of like that type of statue of Genghis Khan, which is, you know, out there outside of Ulaanbaatar. So if you do go to Mongolia and go to the capital, Ulaanbaatar, it's definitely worth a day trip to go out there and to see the statue. There's no evidence that his size, that Genghis Khan's size, contributed to success as a conqueror. But really, what contributed to success as a conqueror, which most people, you know, they talk about him as this fierce warrior, this tall warrior, this giant of a man. And even today, you know, the legend and myth, they will show him as this, you know, very strong type of man. But really, it was his leadership, his military tactics, and his ability to unite various tribes under his rule that were crucial factors in his conquest. So if you think about it, he was a brilliant leader. He understood military and war, and he basically knew how to get people to come under him, how to unite people. He was a collaborator. You know, and there's no evidence at all that the people followed him because he was so tall, or they were afraid of him, or is this giant of a man. There's absolutely no evidence at all to show that. In fact, it was more of his leadership skills and his ability as a leader. He was also known to sort of have a flat nose, which was sort of an interesting. You know, I don't know what it means exactly by whether his nose was completely flat in, but he was said to have this flat nose, which may have added to his entire allure as a leader. And that there's no suggestions at all that his height or his stature had any type of impact on his leadership style. And that his height was not considered to be a disadvantage or an advantage even in battle. So really for Genghis Khan during his time, it really wasn't his height that led him to these great conquests. It really came back to his ability to lead, to understand war, and to be a great military strategist, and to be able to unite people underneath him. So when you think about Genghis Khan and you think about his height, he was not a giant as many think, but instead he was really a great leader. And that's why he deserves a place in history and to be remembered, is for his great leadership abilities that he had. And definitely for many Mongolians, Genghis Khan was really the golden age of Mongolia, where Mongolia was one of the greatest forces in the world at that time. This is Anita from the Dusty Roads Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to us. We appreciate you. We appreciate all of you coming along with us as we are living life as a global citizen. We do have a blog post on called How Tall Was Genghis Khan and Other Facts, and we'll put a link of that into our podcast notes in case you'd like to read it and review it. If you get a chance to go to Mongolia, we do suggest you go. It is a wonderful country to explore. I had a magnificent time when I went there and stayed a night in a gir or a yurt, as they call it. It was quite the adventure, and it's a great adventure not to be missed. Thank you to our team who's put this together, especially Rico. We appreciate you, and thank you, all of you.